Blog Talk Radio.
Man, all I need is my music. All I need is my music. Man, I got this. All I need is my music, man.
Keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms.
Whoa, close my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa,
I see the link with the box, had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa,
and I'm back to my ways cause I'm falling.
Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B. The best mixer.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
All right, everybody. So everybody know what it is. It's a Sunday Night Drive right here on Hilltop Radio Show with your boy DJ Sean is in the house, along with my tag team partners, Robin Lynn Maven, Vibes Live Radio. I am streaming. Seattle, Washington is in the house. And Benita Applebaum, she's in the house with me as well. And let me get her unmuted. All right, ladies, welcome to the show. Robin, you know, before we get started, let everybody know where the hell they can hear us at tonight.
Everywhere.
No, I'm just kidding. And we can be heard on live right now on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Spotify, Hear This Radio, iHeart Radio, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker Radio, Twitch, Mixler, on all the social media platforms. DJ Sean 24 Live. DJ Sean Live 24/7. Vibes Live Radio. Yeah, I said it right.
Everywhere.
All right. Robin Lynn Maven. That's Robin Lynn Maven out of Robin. How can people find your station, Vibes Live Radio? I am streaming.
You can go to vibeslive.com, VIBES-LIVE.com. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Bonita Applebaum, Mississippi's own Crooked S. Crooked, you put the Crooked S's in Mississippi. What's up, girl? How you feeling tonight?
Humbay, I'm okay.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. We got a hot show for you guys tonight that's listening. We got some hot artists. We're going to be, some celebrities are going to be tapping in with us throughout the night and everything. And we're going to get ready to get this show started. And again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody for joining the broadcast tonight. And, I want to thank everybody that's listening to the show as the world goes around and around. And anything else I'm missing, Robin?
I don't think so. Just we can let the people know that the Hilltop Radio Show replays, an episode replays every night on Vibes Live Radio at 11 p.m. Pacific, 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every night.
Every night, y'all. Every night. I don't know what the hell is going on. Okay, here we go. We'll be right back, y'all.
The champ is here! The champ is here!
This is Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Sean on the HILL Top Radio Show. Well, there he is. He'll talk, brother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me?
Oh.
Well, what that is?
Hilltop.
Welcome one of the baddest DJs on the East Coast, my big brother, DJ Debo. What up, man? How you feeling tonight, man? Welcome to the show, brother.
Man, I'm pretty good. Holding it down this evening, just relaxing and maxing and enjoying the day.
All right, y'all. I got one of the, well, I was getting ready to bring her over, but the call dropped. All right, well, maybe they'll call back in. All right, y'all, we got an awesome show for you guys tonight here on the Sunday Night Drive with yours truly, DJ Sean, Robin Lynn Maven, Benina Applebaum, DJ Debo, and just want to let you guys know, thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for keeping Hilltop Radio Show number one. We're ranked 5-star rating from Amazon Music and voted as one of the hottest streaming radio shows worldwide, and we're pushing over a million on all three websites right now. We're over, what is that, 1.5, Robin, 1.5 mil?
1.5 million. Yes, across the three websites. Wow.
Yeah, numbers don't lie. DJ Debo, man, how's everything going with you, man, up in the great state of Delaware, man?
It's all good, man. Everything is wonderful. Just, like I said, just maxing and relaxing, enjoying the evening and the rain. Well, it stopped raining now, but it's going to cool it down a little bit. So, everything's wonderful.
All right. Like I said, we got some artists, got some talented artists coming on tonight. We also supposed to be having an interview with DMX's daughter as well too tonight. You know, if that's still happening. Okay, well let's get this show started, man. This is one of the hottest girls over there in California. What's up, Nicole? How you doing tonight? Welcome to the Sunday Night Drive. Thank you for being a part of the show.
I'm too blessed to be stressed, and thank you guys for having me.
Tell us a little bit about who Miss Nicole is.
All right. So Miss Nicole is from the IE, Inland Empire of Southern California. I'm more of like a jazz, soul, hip-hop type of artist, kind of like a still hop artist. I'm very, like, just kind, sweet, loving all around, and I just like creating good music with people and just, like, working together as teams.
Well, again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being a part of the show, and thanks for reaching out to me as well, too, because you do have some hot music. You do have some hot music, and we're going to get that on tap for everybody tonight. So at this time, I'm going to shift the gears over to the ladies. We're going to let the ladies ask the questions, and then the brothers, we're going to come behind them, piggyback off of them, and jump into the mix as well. So, Miss Robin Lynn, Boz Live Radio, I am streaming Seattle, Washington. Go ahead, set it off.
All right. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. I always like to ask, how do you keep yourself motivated and uplifted?
Honestly, to be motivated, it's more like so like remembering that you have to have that discipline and discipline yourself and give yourself that routine and invest in yourself, that those things that you know will keep you motivated. Like I like to do yoga. I like to do meditations. They help me just like sit down and be able to breathe and think a little bit better instead of like being so anxious all the time. And it gives me more, you know, of a more strength to just like keep myself going. And then after that, I also have like affirmations on my walls as well for motivations. I also always just state what I'm grateful for and what I am working towards every day. And those are those things that if you just keep saying it, you know, your brain will, you're naturally going to train your brain that way to keep yourself motivated. Because I know right now it's pretty tough with all everything that's going on, but you have to be that person, you know.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I forgot my question. I'll come back to it. Somebody else, go ahead.
Go ahead, Miss Benita Applebaum.
You already know what I. Well, everybody know what I want to ask. What do you do about the haters? You're beautiful. You're talented. So I know you got some haters. What you do about the haters?
You know, haters. I honestly let that be something that motivates me every day. Like, you know, like people really take the time out of their day instead of to just like focus on themselves. They take the time to invest in hating on others and spreading negative energy. And I feel honestly more so sorry for those people. And I just pray for those people because at the end of the day, you know, it's all love and we should be supporting each other. We should be uplifting each other, especially in times like these. And if you're not about that, then honestly, you're not worth my time. And I push myself to, you know, use my time and invest my time in other areas other than, you know, acknowledging hateful comments and, you know, just negative energy. We don't need that right now. We need just all good energy.
What's the biggest obstacle or the hardest thing you have to overcome right now?
You know, I think the hardest thing that I have to overcome is I tend to have this, like, I overthink too much because I know I have like a big heart, and I'm very just like, I'm always just listening and just paying attention, trying to learn new things, reading, and because I always feel like there's room for improvement. And I feel like my biggest thing is giving myself a little bit more self-love, giving myself a little bit more credit for what I can do, even though I can't always, you know, provide or succeed in what I wanted to do as my first initial goal. Like, it's baby steps. And I feel like my biggest obstacle is, you know, taking more time out to, you know, love myself and invest in those things to make sure that I'm very well taken care of and that I'm okay, that I'm healthy, and that I'm just providing the best energy that I can while I am, you know, giving my music and sharing my music with the world.
Wow.
Yeah, thank
Benita, you. Benita, you got something? You were saying something, Benita?
No, I just was saying that that was a great answer about the haters. I needed that myself.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. DJ Debo, go ahead, big brother.
Well, my question is, what artists out here today would you like to do a duet with or a compilation with?
Ah, that's a great question. So I feel like an artist that I would want to work with would be, that's such a good question. There's so many good ones. I think that a good one would be right now, new artist that I feel like would work well with my style, Masego. I don't know if I'm mispronouncing his work, his name, his artist name, but yeah, I really enjoy his music because I feel like he's very vibrant and versatile, and I bring a lot of versatility in my music. I'm doing something different. I'm going against the grain, and I like people that are going against the grain because we need to provide something new and not stick to the, you know, also keep, of course, there's always a need to keep, you know, like the tunes and the history of it. But like now it's like become so stagnant and we're just hearing the same message over and over again. And it's not really improving the world as much because music honestly does make the world go around as well. Everybody listens to music. So I feel like if it's going to be that impactful, we need to change what we're rapping about, what we're speaking about. And I think that Masego does a very good, creative way of expressing himself and also, you know, being lyrical and versatile. I just enjoy artists that do soulful music but also can be versatile.
Okay. Same question, but I would say instead of saying newer artists, older artists, male or female, from any genre of music.
Older artists, I would choose either Stevie Wonder or Alicia Keys. Those were like my top two ultimate right now. I love those two. Like they're just so like positive, and I think that they strategize the way that they come out with their music, the way that they write their music. I feel like they strategize very well when it comes out to putting out their content on their platforms and when they choose to drop them. I feel like they're just very, not just talented and soulful and just great spirits all around. They're very smart and intelligent in the way that they go about sharing their music.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
All right, you guys, this is a Sunday Night Drive, and we have one of California's hottest artists on with us here tonight on the Hilltop Radio Show. Ms. Nicole's in the house. Let's go ahead and jump into a song, and then I'll come back with my questions. Because I know DJ Debo and Benita and Robin, they say, forget all the talk, we want to hear the music. So we're going to go ahead and jump into one of the tracks here on the Hilltop Radio
Thank
Show.
You.
We'll be right back. See, I told you.
Jones.
Never end. fantasy. I couldn't stay long. Me and my mom arguing. I guess you could say she never liked to suck me in. Broken bar for a trophy, but did you really win? Yeah, you said I'm too confusing, so assume on what I'm doing. Counting every dude I'm tuning, every dollar that I'm losing. Wow, why can't I make you proud? But see, look, I learned to forgive at a young age. Now when you wanna argue, I do not engage. I try to be you tough, but you be me rage. But I know that we'll patch things up one day.
I'm sorry that you don't get it. Your body's something to be treasured. I probably just spend it. It's like performing in Madison Square Garden and only hearing crickets. My life is superstitious. Intuition drowning in women. Traveling, I'm a side, I'm a guide. No tickets. Trying to live my dreams 24 hours, no minutes. I only hope that one day I can tell my mama I did it. I'm never bothered. Only honored, probably could go forever. Flow forever if under my period light a comma. I'm just trying to be the best. No Khaled, only Madonna. That wasn't meant to this, cause I'm a blast. No drama, I lost my way so many times. Now I'm back grinding. I got a crickets now, but look at me, I'm still smiling. I ain't got time for stupidity. Small-minded people who only interest is drugs and advocating designer shit.
And you stick by me when things go wrong. Can you tell me where my heart belongs? I just wanna build something that can handle the storm. If that ain't what you want, then what you here for?
We'll start with DJ Debo. Go ahead, man. Talk to us.
Vibe. I'm feeling it. I like it. I like it a lot. Put a lot of thought into
that,
too.
Thank you. Yes, I did. Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Benita Ababam.
Yes. I love that song. It kind of put me in the mind of Lauryn Hill for some reason. But yeah,
I get that every time. All the time.
Okay. I was wondering.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's an honor.
Robin Lynn Maven, Vibes Live Radio. I am streaming Seattle, Washington. Talk to us.
I like it. I like it a lot. It's a real song, real music, R&B, hip-hop. Go ahead on. Yeah. You did your thing on that one. Thank you.
All right. Nicole, who else was on that track with you?
I also have a feature that's on that song. Her name is The Jasper Taylor. She's you can follow her on Instagram. You can find her on YouTube. She's an amazing artist. Definitely somebody that I plan on working with for a long time. And we're also shooting the music video for that song actually on the 14th. So we're going to be dropping the music video pretty soon.
Okay. I love the song. Well, everybody knows if, you know, we bring a lot of artists on here. I mean, a lot of artists, and you fall in the elite with the artists that we bring on here. I mean, talented artists from all types of music and everything. So, you know, California, you know, big on music, whether it's, you know, soul, neo soul, pop, you know, rock and roll, country, whatever. Where you put yourself at?
I feel like I'm very much so like a mixture of like jazz, R&B, and hip hop, and I feel like I fall in that category of like chill hop, lo-fi type of beats and instrumentals. That's kind of where I fell at.
All right. How long you been in the industry? How long you been in the game?
I have been doing music since I was about 6, but like putting out music and all that good stuff, I believe I've only been doing that for about like 6 years.
All right, all right. And before we get any farther, I know people are dying to wait. Where can people follow you at on the social media network?
Yes, you guys can follow me on at Musically Beautiful with 2 underscores at the end. Musically Beautiful, 2 underscores.
All right, you guys. All right, let's do this. Let's jump into your other track right here. Nicole, right here in the house, y'all. Sunday Night Drive. Yeah.
Oh,
mean, it's cold right here on Sunday Night Drive. Yes. Noel. Yeah. Go ahead. I need an apple bomb. Go ahead, talk to us.
Yeah, that's very cool. Let me sing a minute now. I'm like, okay. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Can't hear you, Benita.
I said, I think that's beautiful, and it's very catchy, and it had me singing it in the end. Yeah.
Oh,
I like
thank
that.
You.
Robin Lynn Maven, Boz Live Radio. I am streaming, Seattle.
I like that one, too. Another great song. Great music. I love it, man. It's like I can't even tell you. It's like just straight R&B. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you so much. You guys are
all
so
right.
Sweet.
DJ Debo.
Man, I like that vibe. That shit is butter. I like that for real. That would actually go in my personal rotation. I listen to, you know, driving home from work.
Thank you so much. It means so much.
All right, y'all already know I like it. If I didn't like it, you know what I mean. You would be over here, but I'm digging. Like I told you when I talked to you before, you know, you're very talented. I love your music, and you know, keep doing what you're doing, you know, and keep making those hits. We're gonna have to get you out. We're gonna have to get you off the West Coast to bring you out here on the East Coast so you can bring these people that jazzy R&B feel. And you got a little bit of hip hop with you too. Yeah, you versatile. That's a triple threat. We call it a triple threat, right, DJ Debo? Triple threat, huh?
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Would love to collaborate with that. That would be awesome.
All right. So, again, Nicole, where can people follow you at on social media again, sweetheart?
All righty. So, for my TikTok and my Instagram, they're both musically beautiful. Two underscores after that, and you should find me, and you should see Nicole in my bio. And then I think that's it. I think those are the two social media platforms I'm really on right now. I'm working on a YouTube channel that will be coming soon.
I'm going to get you off that YouTube. Got to get you on something better than YouTube. Got to get you on Roku so you can make some money. Gonna get you connected with. I have to get you connected with Robin Lynn. Robin Lynn will take care of you. Yeah. Make sure I get that taken care of for you.
Yeah.
And
he got you.
Yeah. So, Nicole, any shows coming up? You got any shows coming up?
Yes. So, I currently have a really big show for a barbershop competition that they're having in the Inland Empire out here in Southern California. They're going to have a whole barber competition as well, but they've handpicked three artists out of like 200 different artists that submitted videos, and I was blessed enough to be able to get chosen. So I will be performing at that at a barbershop. The flyer is actually on my page, so you will find all that information on my on my social media platform.
Yeah, you have to text that to me so we can get it out for you.
Definitely.
So we can, get it out there for you and everything. So the question I want to ask, is it true? Does it rain in Southern California?
Does it what?
Does it rain in Southern California?
Yes, it definitely rains.
All right.
It just rains. It rains like at random, though.
It never rains in Southern California. No, it
all
don't.
Right.
You tell it, story.
All right. Well, we're pleased to have you here on the show, Nicole. And again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being with us here tonight. We appreciate you.
Oh, no. I appreciate you guys as well for having me. And I appreciate all the love and the kind words. And I love the vibe and the energy within this broadcast right now. So thank you so much.
Debo, anything else? Any advice you want to get us, young lady, man?
keep pushing, keep doing what you're doing. Stay in your lane. Where you at is where you're supposed to be. The beautiful music that you're making, and just keep pushing. Keep pushing.
Robin Lynn.
Yeah, all the very best, the champions, they all have a coach, and they all practice and study to perfect their craft every day. Keep on keeping on.
Benita Applebaum.
Stay cool.
Benita Applebaum, one artist to another.
Just keep on doing what you do, and you're making beautiful music, and I definitely see you making it out there. That's, yeah. I'm like DJ Sean now. That's a triple threat. You can't lose.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all the love.
Now, when you get your first Grammy, don't forget about us here on the Hilltop, okay?
I could never, guys.
All right. Thank you. You have a good night, all right?
You guys, too. Have a blessed one. Thank you for having me again.
You're welcome. All right, you guys. This is a Sunday Night Drive here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We have another hot artist getting ready to tap in with us, and she hails from the, as you guys say, the city of brotherly love. But city of brotherly love has some talent as females. Trust me, this is a talent female right here. Miss Safari, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, and my name is Sapphire.
Sapphire, damn it. Everybody knows I will fuck a name up.
It's all good. I love that.
You know what? That's like the second, third time. Okay. As long as I got the introduction right, so I'm happy. You know what I'm saying?
Was bomb, so it was bomb, so it's all good.
Okay. Everybody's doing good. How about yourself? How are you doing tonight?
I'm excited.
Now, you guys, when I say this young lady here is talented and bad Debo, she's from Philly, not that far from you, brother. She got it going on up there, man. That's right.
Oh, thank you
so much. He's fighting with the mute button.
Oh, okay.
Debo. Yeah, he's fighting with the mute button. Tell us.
I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, see, I told you, fighting with that damn mute
button.
Yeah,
I was battling with the mute button, man.
Yeah.
He was getting beat up.
I want to hear what she got.
Well, I already know that. Well, again, welcome to Sunday Night Drive on the Hilltop Radio Show. Tell us a little bit about who you are. Who are you?
Well, my name is Sapphire. My artist name is Sapphire. And pretty much I've been an artist for a little over a year. But I've been singing most of my life. I decided to do 2019, just like some cover tunes, some Christmas songs, and I uploaded them on YouTube, and I was getting such great response from people, and they were like, you need to be doing your original music. I'm like, oh, I don't know, you know. So, you know, I actually took to the ration January 2019. I started writing my own material, and I was, my goal was to put my own band together, because I had been background singer for over 20 years and, you know, singing in local bands and things like that. So, I mean, I just wanted the world to get to know me, to know what I can do, and to learn who, what I'm about. So I decided to put my band together, and I was going to do like maybe one original song, just incorporate like one original song with my band, you know, kind of wing songs in there some kind of way. And then eventually my goal was to just like do all original material, because I really didn't know how to go about it. But when we had that shutdown, my whole thought process had totally changed. I started writing my music. I said, I'm going to write a whole album. I went from wanting to do one song to doing the whole album, because I had went through like a little depression. I'm not going to lie to you, because we had already started selling tickets for my show, and my band had already started rehearsing songs, and I already had the place, the venue, and everything all set up for us to just, like, rock out and show, you know, and start, you know, rocking out or whatever. But then when everything shut down, it kind of messed up all my plans. So I said, okay, well, I'll release my album. It was supposed to be released June 1st. I released it May 1st because, once again, everything shut down in March. So, you know, but it wound up doing pretty good. My album, considering nobody's heard my band at this point because we didn't get a chance to do anything because we had to kind of stay away from each other. So, you know, I put my album out and I just prayed. I'm like, I hope everybody like it. And it actually started doing pretty well. It actually did well. Long story short, considering nobody's ever heard me perform with a band. I mean, you know, perform my original songs. Everybody knew who I was. But, you know, I did other things with other bands or whatever. So one thing led to another with me doing that. And then I started putting out another single when the world was going crazy with all the rioting and stuff like that. And George Floyd had, when I saw what happened to him, it just put me in a deeper depression. I just started going extra hard with my writing, and I wrote a single, No Justice, No Peace, and that did very, very well. I did a really nice video to that and got a lot of great responses, and, you know, and just one thing just led to another with me with writing, and I didn't realize I could write as good as I could, but that's just something. I can write a song in like 30, 40 minutes.
Wow.
You know? And so I write a song. I just go hard. I just keep, sometimes I hear melodies in my head and I just start humming things. I record it. I'll start writing a hook and then one thing leads to another. Or I may hear a track that I really like. My son's a producer, so he will send me some stuff and I'll start writing to that or whatever. And I just, you know, yeah, that's what I do. And that's who I am, Sapphire.
Sapphire again, welcome to the Sunday Night Drive here on the Hilltop Radio Show. What I want to do is I want to shift the microphones to the ladies. Robin Lynn Maven, Vaz Live Radio, I am streaming. You had a conversation with her a while back with me, and also Benita Applebaum. So go ahead, Robin, go ahead, and then we'll get into more here on the Sunday Night Drive.
Hi, Sapphire. Welcome back to the show.
I know that voice. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to ask you again, what is the biggest obstacle or the hardest thing you have to overcome right now?
Well, the hardest thing was me just trying to get out there before things shut down. I hope things don't shut down. You know, I'm just praying that things just allow me to just get my stuff out there. It just seems like every time I get to that point where it's time for the world to hear me, then something happens. I'm like, ugh. But I don't want to think on. I want to think positive. That has been my struggle because, once again,
okay,
I was doing two things at one time: writing my own music and putting a band together, and trying to rehearse during a shutdown is not easy. So, like, you know, that has been probably the most hardest thing I had to deal with. But I'm trying to stay focused with all of this and just trying to just think positive so that I can get through with all this. And we have been rehearsing and, you know, we do have some things planned, and I'm just, that's, once again, that's been the hardest thing for me.
Okay. So how do you stay up with all that? How do you keep yourself up?
She be in the gym with them boxing gloves.
Well, that's what keeps me focused, to be honest with you. I do live a healthy lifestyle. I do a little bit of everything. I run, I'm at the gym, I'm training for races. I'm just very active, and so I clear my thoughts every day. I have to at least get out every day and either walk an hour or run an hour, just so I can just free my mind from, you know, from a lot of things that I may be going through. Or sometimes, you know, it helps me be creative. It helps me think of things that I may want to write or whatever, because I'm seeing things along the way. I'm thinking. And so that's a great way for me to just, like, have a fresh start each day, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Renita Applebaum.
I think she basically answered my question. You know, I always want to know what you do about them haters. But I also wanted to say, you know, when all odds against you, that's when you have to go real hard, because, you know, the devil, he's trying to stop something. So you got something.
Yes. Yes. And yes. And that's one of the reasons why I go out every single day to free my mind, because, you know, I don't want to say things are done directly, but I do see some things that, you know, that can be very hurtful when you're trying to do something that's positive. When you're trying to do something, you know, of course you want things to go a certain kind of way, and sometimes it doesn't, because once again, the devil's always busy. And for some reason, it just seems like, I don't know, some people don't want to see you do well or whatever, but I don't want to look at it like that. I look at it like, you know what? The more I see people act that way, the harder I go. So that's how I look at it. I look at it like, okay, nothing's going to stop me, so I don't care what obstacles or whatever comes my way, I'm just going to keep it moving. Because as long as I can stay positive, and as long as I can, as long as I have this talent that God has blessed me with, I am going. My goal is to show the world who I am. That is what my main goal is, and I'm not going to let anything stop me from doing that.
All right. As always, you know, I love to hear what people think do with the haters, because I be needing that, you know. So, yeah, I'll be wanting to know for your answer. That's a great answer.
Thank you.
DJ Debo. Fighting with the mute
button. My question is the same that I always ask. Out of all artists, the artists that you could think of, who would you like to do a collab with?
Oh, my goodness. Her? I absolutely admire her. There's a lot. Okay, I absolutely love Jill Scott, but I would love to collab with her, because she is just so amazing to me. There's a lot of amazing artists out there, but that particular young lady, oh my goodness. She's the whole package. She has swag. She's just multi-talented. I absolutely love her whole vibe. She has that, that thing. That thing that makes me just say, wow. You know, she's just, I would love to collab with her. And I would love to get on the J. Cole's, because I'm a multi-versatile artist. Corinne Bailey Ray is one of my, I absolutely love her. I love her whole style. She's like a poet, type singer. Her music just relaxed me. Like, I literally ran a whole marathon with her soft music playing. I don't need that banging music. But then I heard J. Cole's new album. I'm like, whoa. So I've been actually doing a spin on a spinning bike with his. I would love to collab with him. I absolutely love his style. I do. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Anything else, Debo?
I just want to hear the music. I'm ready for the music.
All right, here we go. We're gonna play that No Justice, No Peace. We're gonna jump into that right now, you guys, here on the Sunday Night Drive.
Deep bap bap,
Sunday Night Drive, Hilltop Radio Show. Talk to me, Robin Lynn Boz, live radio, Seattle, Washington. I am streaming.
Wow. Wow. You give Jill Scott all them heifers a run for the money. They need to be trying to do a show with you. For real, though. No, girl. Yeah, you tough. You bad.
Rob crazy. All right. Bonita Applebaum, talk to us.
Man, I'll be talking about that movie soundtrack. I definitely hear that in the background of a movie. One of those Black Power movies. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. No justice, no peace. I need to do something about the recent killings with George Floyd and all that, you know. Yeah, that was a tribute
to what had happened, because I was just so at that point, I was supposed to release
Dirty Secrets Part 2. But when that happened, I said, oh, my whole thought process had to go somewhere else, and I had to write that song at that moment. So I had a lot of changes that were going on with all this crazy stuff that was happening, a lot of things with me writing and making, you know, putting that on pause and writing this one,
Yeah.
Thank you so much. DJ Debo, talk to us.
Yo, fire. fire. Benita Applebaum, she took the words right out of my mouth. I see that as an anthem, a soundtrack, a score in a movie. Mm-hmm. It's so many different directions that can go in. I mean, it's fitting. Mm-hmm. It's actually fitting for the times.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. It's hot. Like they said, a movie score. Also,
what?
Soundtrack. Also, needs to be something that's played every day. I mean, even though, you know, we still going through the same stuff every day, you know, but that's another show.
Right.
Your voice is amazing. You have it. Question I want to ask, where you set yourself in Philadelphia soul? Where are you at in that place with all
it's
the greats?
It's funny that you say that. I'm labeled as a multi-versatile artist because I'm not in a box. I'm not, because my vocals is all over the place. I can do so much. I'm sure you listen to a lot of my music and you hear, because I had somebody ask me, are you a jazz singer? Because I can do, I do jazz, I do pop, I do rock, I do country, I do gospel. I do it all. I really, truly do. And I really haven't found that one, I don't have that one style about me. I am very different than the average artist. I'm sure there's other multi-versatile artists, but I also rap. I have other stuff that I can do to add to make that pot a little sweeter. I really truly do. So, yeah.
Now, this song, No Justice, No Peace, it is a video with that, right? Correct?
It is, yeah.
Now, where can I go find that video at?
So I am on YouTube. If you type in Sapphire Goddess, G-O-D-D-E-S-S. Now I have to say this: there's two other Sapphire Goddess, and you know it's obvious not me. But if you type that in and type No Justice, No Peace, my video should come up with no problem.
And as you go on, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you at on social media.
Okay, so I am I have my own artist page on on Facebook as Sapphire Faded Jeans. Is spelled with a G, so it's G-E-N-E-S. I'm using that word as a metaphor. And also on Twitter, I am Sapphire at Adrian. That's A-D-R-I-E-N-N 1-8-6-7-8-6-7-0. And on Instagram, I am Sapphire_faded_jeans, spelled with a G, G-E-N-E-S. And then YouTube, as I said, Sapphire Goddess. I also have my own website, SapphireFadedJeansBand.com. No, SapphireFadedJeans.com. I'm sorry. SapphireFadedJeans.com. That's my website.
Well, you guys
should be able to find.
Yeah. Able to find her on all that stuff right there. She's all over the place.
Yes. Yes.
All right, you guys.
On other things too, but those are the main ones that you can, you know. And of course, my music is on all platforms. So
right.
I'm on Spotify. I can't even name them all. These are like a lot of them I'm not even familiar with, but it's at least 20 or 30 Amazon, Apple, of course, iTunes, all the platforms. It's all something right, I can't remember. I just know the main ones, you know, the ones where we, Apple and Spotify, the ones that we're used to hearing. But they're on all the platforms, all major platforms.
Man, I got a lot of your music. What song you want the listeners to hear next? What song you want me to play? I got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I got, after No Justice, No Peace, I got six more songs.
Oh my goodness. Well,
you said you was going to flood me now. You said you were going to flood me.
I know, but you know what's funny? You told me to send you five. I didn't know you had seven. But whatever. Play Better Days. Oh, Better Days is a good one.
Okay, here we go, y'all.
Let us open the door to brighter days and peaceful nights. Let us pray for better days in a spiritual mind. Let us unite to bring forth our God divine within us. Give the praise to the Lord, cause we need that. Waking up in the morning cause we breathe that. Ain't no negativity cause we don't need that. Everything is positive, ain't no feedback. Better days is coming and that's a God fact. Understand this reality, what it attracts. Greed, murder, and money won't ever have your back. While you hate yourself, will pick you up and run the track. In this rat race, we living in humanity. Cause every day is the same old monotony. But in 20 to 21, bring a new reign. A blessings over blessings, world solves everything. And that's the truth, understand what I'm taking to ya. Boss life, keep a real revolution to ya. Power to the people, fire, fire, teach it to them. Better days is coming, so get prepared for them.
Ooh, better days coming. Let me tell you something, yeah, yeah. 2020 happened, couldn't wait for it to end. Lost family and friends, yeah. January, I had to figure it out. I had my game plan right and I knew what it was about. I was grinding and working nonstop. Couldn't wait to show the world, but I took another route. February, it felt so good. Getting closer to my goals, if I could fly, I would. March madness paused everything. Started getting depressed, couldn't do a damn thing. April shower killed all the flowers. It was raining, canceled gigs, no more entertaining. May, I released my first project, but it was sadness every day, sucked in a vortex. June came too soon, it was nothing but gloom and doom. We lived in a bubble balloon. July, I looked up at the sky and knew better not to XY, awaiting his reply. August, I guess, sell a dress, I'll confess, it's a mess, but I'm blessed, I'll attest. September, I remember last year's sin and my birthday when everything was clear. In October, making plans to vote for a better world. Unite us as one, write this up for real. November, yes, the change gonna come. Hope and believe in good leadership will succumb. December, getting us closer to the new year. Fireworks and holiday cheer. January 2021, looking back at our year. No fun, lessons learned, left us done. Gotta get on this train, no time for games. If I miss my stop, then who's to blame? A change gonna come, I'm feeling good about the new year. Yes, 2021. Better days coming, I can feel it in my bones. I'm sure you can hear it in my tone. God got my back, I trust him with everything. 2020 had me feeling I wasn't a beehive thing. God, sun, and sapphire giving it to you. I know you feel what we say and let the mess move you. No time for twiddling fingers and strumming. Just know that better days are coming.
Better days make your way for everyone, so we can get back to having fun. Praying that last year taught everyone a lesson. Best believe every day I'm counting my blessings. Giving all praises to the one above. Leave the hate at the gate and open doors for love. Let the sun shine on us, no more cloudy days. If you can feel my thunder, your best part ways.
Ooh, better days coming. Let me tell you something, yeah.
Tell me.
2020 happened, couldn't wait for it to end. Lost family and friends.
All right, you guys, better days coming. Let's go ahead with DJ Devo. Go ahead, talk to us, man. Fighting with the mute button.
You are very versatile. Like
very.
You said, you know, you're very versatile.
Damn right.
That again, another soundtrack. Another. I mean, it's just.
That's what I was saying. My style is just like. I'm not one type, you know, I'm not just saying this. When I was young, I used to like listen to all types of music and I used to imitate a lot of musicians and artists. And so like I've developed the skill where I can do so many different things because of that.
Well, you got the skill.
I'll tell you. Man.
Well, when you got you doing something when you got Devo lost for words. Believe that shit.
Yeah, I have to say this about that particular song. That song is about me, my life, what I experienced from January of 2020, that whole entire year when I started my project. I'm actually telling you what I experienced each month, you know, with all my setbacks and things like that. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. That's a song about my life, what I experienced.
In the sunshine.
Yes.
Exactly.
But that's why you put your experiences in it, and you know what you went through and the things that you faced going through it, the obstacles and things.
Right.
That's
right.
That is why it sounds to me so familiar, because A lot of us experienced the same things in 2020. You know,
right.
Moving forward, a lot of us experienced the same. And it was even early in 2021, it was pretty much the same thing with the lockdown and all that kind of stuff. So we had a lot of time to just reflect on things. And a lot of the things that was happening around the world, we were all seeing the same thing. So it was staying the reason we all reached a lot of the same conclusions.
Right.
You know, but I mean, that sounds familiar. And anybody that listens to it definitely going to relate to it. Okay, or should be able to relate to it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, Benita Applebaum.
He said it. People will definitely be able to relate to that, because 2020 was definitely a year. Nobody don't want to experience again. So definitely just relatable.
All right, Robin Lynn, Maven, Vibes Live Radio. I am streaming.
A female Marvin Gaye, today's Roberta Flack. She was everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
You bad.
I
told
am
you,
so honored.
She give all them heifers a run for their money.
I am so honored. I really, truly am. Seriously. I am so hard on myself. You guys do not know.
We're going to play some more music, but I'm like, now, what if Teddy Fendergraf was still around? You know, what would he say? You know, what would Gamble and Huff say? You know, would they sign you? You know what I'm saying? And you know, you mentioned,
of course,
you mentioned Jill Scott. You know, you got The Roots and you got Music Soul Child, you know, those cats. And you even got one of the greatest rockers of all time, David Bowie. You know what I mean? You know.
Yeah.
would he collab with you? You know what I'm saying? You know, would they collab with you?
Stevie Wonder.
I mean, the list goes
music.
On. I'm telling you, there's a lot of, first of all, Stevie Wonder is just like my idol. Oh, my God, please. He writes about everything.
He sang with India Ari, and she's an independent artist. Okay?
Yeah, see? Yeah.
So we know about her because of her tribute to him. But she's been
right.
up singing strong for a while. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Showing up.
You know what? I could really see why you say that you would like to collab with her. I can really see it. And
right.
I think it would be a hell of a match.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I would be so, oh my goodness, lost for words. I wouldn't even know what to say. I'm so serious. Because I just really, she's young, but let me tell you something. She is just like a young person in this mature body, man. Like, she's been here before. Her whole style is just so mature. And I really appreciate her for that. I really do. I respect her so much for that. I really, truly do. Her whole demeanor is just so laid back.
Her was actually on TV at one time at 10 years old doing Alicia Keys. Yeah.
Trust me, let me tell you something. You don't think I watched her? I sat here and watched this girl when she was little, okay?
Yeah.
I followed her. I watched all her little interviews and everything, and that's why I really appreciate her because she's been doing this for a long time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She is not somebody who just started overnight.
Exactly.
She is amazing.
You know who I would love to hear you?
Who?
Another artist I would love to hear you collab with. She's a young artist, and she's not new in the game, but her voice. Ellie Mae.
Okay.
I would really love. She's the one that did Not Another Love Song and Booed Up and.
Okay. All right. I know you're talking about. Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think y'all two voices will really mesh. They will really mesh together.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hopefully she's listening. Hopefully.
Oh, man.
Listen.
All right, y'all. Go ahead, Sapphire. You're saying something?
I was just saying, I hope somebody's listening.
This is a Sunday Night Drive, you guys, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We got the one and only multi-talented Sapphire is in the house from the great state of Philadelphia. Philadelphia soul, and we do have some soul in the house tonight for everybody out there listening. Oh yeah, like I said, I got a whole rack of songs. What song you want me to play next? I got All Woman. Grandmama.
We're gonna save All Women. We're gonna save that one for last. I'm gonna tell you why, because that one was just released on the 27th. Of July, so let's wait, and it's doing real good too. So let's just hold out on that one. Did I send you? I Am Beautiful.
Yes, ma'am. I got it. I got them.
Let's let them hear a different side of Sapphire.
All right, I Am Beautiful, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to break free from a lot of things going on in life. But this is me. I can relate. So, yeah.
Robin Lynn.
Man, I throw in the towel. Man, I'm just, I ain't got nothing more to say to this chick. You're good.
Hey, that's some shit. Go ahead, DJ Debo.
I don't know what the fuck to say. All I know is I'm sitting here listening. I got my eyes closed and I'm leaning back in my chair and just listening to it for some odd reason, dude. That's a soundtrack, definitely a soundtrack in a movie. But what popped in my head was a scene like from a Harlem Renaissance type movie, like something like. It would be a perfect song in a scene like Godfather of Harlem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It sounds like it just, it's that's that classic Philadelphia sound. But that sounds like something you would hear in a Harlem jazz club. It's just, that shit is fire, man. New York Undercover is all I can say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I rest my case. Throwing the towel. Yeah. You throwing the towel too, Debo. Everybody.
You got no choice, bro. This is the first for me.
That's a
that's
a dedication to all of the women out there, regardless of your age, regardless of whatever the case may be. It is a song, I Am Beautiful, because I titled it I Am Beautiful because, and if you hear it, it sounds like it's a lot of insecurities that happen at the beginning where they don't want to look in the mirror, they don't want to do, but they have all these special qualities about them. But for some reason, the world doesn't seem to accept them or look at them that way because they don't have, because we're judged on our exterior. When in actuality, we may have a good heart. We may be able to do so many other things that people just totally just like, you know, overlook because you don't look a certain kind of way or because you're not thin enough or you know. But there's so many beautiful people or beautiful women out in this world today that have so many special things about them that is just overlooked. So I wrote that song, I Am Beautiful, and I dedicating that to all of the women out there that seem to go through that and experience all of those horror stories and things like that in life. Yeah.
Well, I was wondering when a knucklehead...
Go ahead, Diva.
My bad, bro, Sean.
No, go ahead.
I wonder when a knucklehead going to write a song like that for us brothers. I'm handsome. Damn it, I need
that. I got people, a good friend of ours that's listening to the show, Connect the Docs, Miss Cutie Pie. She wrote and said that you remind her a little of Chrisette Michelle when she sung "If I Had My Way." Yeah. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I told you. I think last time I talked to you, your ass is bad. You're a bad sister, and coming from Philadelphia, you are bringing it. You know, and you're singing
it.
You're singing it and you're bringing it. And, you know, if you don't get your damn props, we're going to have to come to Philadelphia and boycott. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go down Broad Street.
I need you to do that, damn it. I need you to do that.
We're going to come up Broad Street, then Frank up north. We're going to stay out of door. We're going to march in door Philly during the daytime. We ain't going up there during nighttime, marching up there. Oh, hell no. Nowhere near Diamond.
We'll go to Germantown.
Nowhere near Diamond. Nowhere near 25th and Diamond. Oh, hell no. We ain't going up there.
That's right.
Shit.
We'll go to Germantown wide open.
I went up there and refereed a basketball game. Them cats said, you better hurry up and get them games out of the way because as soon as the sun goes down, You guys are upstairs, y'all better get the hell out of North Philly. Yeah.
That is
too
funny, but it's so true.
It's true.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Get the hell out of North Philly.
Worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the sad part about it has gotten worse. It really, truly has. It has gotten worse.
That's right. Yeah, Debo, you said Germantown, and I'll take it over there to Westchester, too. Westchester.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got a point. We got enough for two more. What do you want next?
I'm trying to remember what I said.
We're gonna do all women. We're gonna do all women love. We got grandmama porch.
That's the song. That's the grandma's porch. That song is another true story. That's the song of when I was young. I spent a lot of my time over my grandmother's house, and that song there, when I was a young child, I just had so many beautiful memories of my childhood being over my grandmother's house. So I wrote a song dedicating it to my grandmother.
Tyler Perry need to get some of these songs in his movies. We'll be right back.
Say it loud.
I remember when, thinking back then, I'm may have been around 8 or 10. I used to run and have so much fun when I was young. Ooh, I used to play all day until there was no more sun. And I had the best friend. We sang and we danced. We did on Grandma's porch. Ooh, on my Grandma's porch. Every day we play hide and seek, and you better not peek. Her porch was big, it could fit the neighborhood kids.
Memory lane, you know, Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and every time I sing that song, you know, I get very emotional, and it's like, because I'm thinking about, as I'm singing each line, I'm thinking about all of this while I'm singing. So like that, it's very emotional for me. I'm being honest. It's very emotional for me because that song is, wow.
Yeah, a lot of you out there that still got your grandma, make sure you cherish her like I do. I still have my grandmother around, so I cherish every moment that she is here with me, you know, with my kids and grandkids, so I cherish every moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She still calls me to this day and get on me about something. I'll be like, yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just let me come on. Mom, too.
Yeah. Grandma be like, don't let me come down to Charlotte and kick your butt, boy. All right. Benita Applebaum, talk to us.
Yeah, they don't want to come in. You know, me and my grandma was really close, and she was going to call me months before she passed, and I didn't answer the phone because I was mad. And, yeah. I love it.
Robin Lynn Maven, Buzz Live Radio, I am streaming in Seattle. Fighting with the mute. Robin, you there? Hope she didn't fall asleep.
No, I'm here. Sorry, I was
okay.
I was choking, actually. Sorry. You know, very, very, very versatile. That song is an experience. It takes you there, and it's like real.
Right.
I usually get a little annoyed when the songs go on and on, but your music, I get mad because I don't want the song to end.
Yeah.
Okay. Aww. You know, I mean, like, no, you need to just pick up and start. I know that you done played the end of the song, the finale, but now you can go on in and just throw another chorus. Okay, take it to the bridge. All right. None but net, yeah. Excellent. I really enjoy you as an artist. Matter of fact,
thank you so much.
You're going to be the Vibes Live featured artist next weekend.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
On Vibes Live Jazz and Blues. We're going to feature you, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I was saying the same.
Smile. You can't see my face. I'm smiling from ear to ear. Thank you so much.
I was saying the same thing. Robin, you know, no lie, I was thinking the same thing. I'm looking down the board, and I'm like, wow, you know, all her music is like, you know, close to 4 minutes or a little over 4 minutes. I'm like, yes, you know, just keep bringing it to us. It's not a song on here that's like, oh, man, when is this damn song going to be over with? You know what I mean? And Devo, you know how us DJs are when we view a lot of music. Sometimes we get to 2 minutes and we're like, damn, the song ain't over with yet. You know what I'm saying? And then you get them songs where, damn, the song is over with already? Damn, I want some more. But your music is there. And you've given it to us, and that's the best thing about it. Yeah.
And be careful. Don't bring no snippets around here, because we'll be jumping on some snippets, for real, though. So, you better let her know.
All women.
You know what's funny? You know what's fun? Oh, okay, go ahead. You want to play All Women? Okay.
No. Go ahead. Talk. Go ahead.
When she said no snippets, I remember the first time you heard my music and you had reached out to me and said, do you have contact information? And I was so honored that you respond, you know, that you got in touch with me that quick and you wanted to hear all my music, and I appreciate it. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, especially coming from Philadelphia, I already knew you had something special anyway, so that's why I reached out to you as quick as I did, because you know, one of my favorite from Philly is Jill Scott. I'm a big Jill Scott fan when she first came out. Yeah, big Jill Scott fan. So yeah, we one more time, where can people follow you at on social media?
Find me on my Facebook artist page, which is Sapphire Faded Jeans, which is spelled with a G, G-E-N-E-S. On Twitter, Sapphire at Adrienne, A-D-R-I-E-N-N, 1-866-78670. And Instagram, Sapphire_Faded_Jeans, G-E-N-E-S. And YouTube, they can find me, Sapphire Goddess on YouTube. And also my website, SapphireFadedJeans.com.
All right, y'all, we got the last song for the... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Sapphire.
No, that's okay. All of my platforms are connected to my website. Yeah.
All right, you guys, here's the last one of the night. All women. All right, we'll be right back. Sunday Night Drive.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Sapphire.
Run my fingers through my hair. See you watching me over there. I'm all woman. That's why I do the things I do. 'Cause it's really not up to you. I'm all woman. And I say what I wanna say. I'm gonna do it in your way. I'm all woman. Take some time.
Tonight here on the Sunday Night Drive. All right, Robin Lynn Maven, All Woman. Yeah,
okay, that's hot. I will play that before I enter every room. I don't care if I'm going to the bathroom. All right? Yes, that's hot.
Wow, that's crazy as hell. Go ahead, buddy.
I agree.
Like I want to play a mall woman. Don't forget it.
You said you wish you go to the damn bathroom, boy. Rob, you ain't got a bit of sense.
That is so funny.
Wow. You know, I was thinking, I was actually sitting here thinking, I was like, damn, Debo, you know, that's the perfect song for today because, you know, and I'm not, you know, saying anything bad with the men, but, you know, we have a, you know, woman vice president and the women are really doing a lot for the industry. The women are doing a lot, you know, on the jobs, women are doing a lot. And what they're doing, you know, that is the, you know, that is a national anthem for the women that are out there listening. You know, this song right there really is completing y'all as strong, you know, strong black women that's not taking any shit from nobody anymore. I mean, y'all really, I mean, if y'all got slap a couple of them, y'all slap a couple of them and keep on getting up and going. I mean, that's just the way it is these days. But go ahead, DJ Debo, talk to us, man.
Yo, bro, that tune is catchy too. And you know, it sounds like a fusion of two artists to me. You know, mm-hmm. two artists just flooded my mind. Like Lisa Stansfield for some reason flooded my mind, and Karen mm-hmm. Wheeler.
Mm-hmm. Karen
Wheeler, like June. Talk about Jill Scott, of course.
Yeah, I had Jill Scott in that too. Yeah. Uh huh.
I just gravitated towards like the Karen Wheeler because the vibe almost takes me back to the song she had, Living in the Light.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that song, Living in the Light?
Yeah.
And like, man, I mean, it just, I don't know why, it's just like Karen Wheeler. Boom, that sounds like something, you know, that Karen Wheeler would say. It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. And, of course, another soundtrack, and not only that, that I do believe is going to be a ladies' anthem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want to say shout out to the people on Twitter for tweeting you know, our stuff over here on the hilltop and getting you to, you know, reach out to me. Because if it wasn't that, you know what I mean, I never know how long it had been before I discovered you or somebody said, yo, DJ Sean, you got to check this young lady out up there in Philly and this and that. But, you know, whoever was paying attention on Twitter, you know, shout out to you guys for, you know, referring her to, you know, the Hilltop Radio Show. So, yeah, I'm pleased. I'm, you know, I was excited, you know, the day I talked to you and everything, you know, to get you on here. And now we got you on here. We're gonna have to bring you back. We're gonna have to bring you back. I got some stuff cooking up in my mind about bringing you back on with a couple of you know, old school artists and stuff that are doing some stuff out there, and some movie cats that I know as well. Try to get some of these songs and some movie scores, some movies for you and stuff like that as well, too. Yeah, it's Merry Christmas, you know. You can put that in your next one, 2021. You know, you can put the Hilltop in there. DJ Debo, Benita Applebaum, Robin Lynn, you know, even though she says she'll play it going to the bathroom. So, you know, that's a badass song right there. Yeah. But, again, thank you for being a part of the show. And we do have some Philly numbers on the board. If you guys want to give a shout-out or a comment on any of the music, you guys can just hit one on your keypad, and I'll get you over there to the queue, and, you know, and I'll bring you on, and you can talk or anything. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. Yeah.
Right? I just want to say, first of all, I didn't realize I had my mute button pushed. I was so busy talking to you, and I'm like, why isn't he responding to me? Because I looked at my phone, I'm like, oh, it was the mute button.
Oh, there you go. DJ Debo that rubbed off on you already. Ain't that some shit?
I hope that they are listening because, first, you know, Twitter really do, my Twitter family really do show me mad, crazy love.
all day. Like, they are so supportive with everything that I do. And I'm not taking nothing away from any other platforms, but Twitter is number one on my list. They are, and, you know, and I don't even know them personally. These are people, which is, so that's how I know it's genuine, because these are people from all over the world that really appreciate my art. And they, you know, and they're really trying to help me out. Like, they're going hard for me, and I appreciate that so much. I really, truly do. They promoting my stuff. Didn't ask me for a dime, just, like, wanting me to be connected to people. And I even had a producer from Russia, from Moscow, who sent me this beautiful music. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, it's just coming to me. And I'm just so grateful for all of the support. I really, truly am. So I just wanted to say that, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have been connected to you. That is the honest truth.
Well, yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, when you have people all over the world reaching out to you, you're doing something right. You know what I mean? You're doing something right. You're humble. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're doing something right, so keep on doing what you're doing, and don't stop what you're doing. Yeah, that's
right.
What I got to say. DJ Debo, from a DJ to artist, anything you want to say to her, Sapphire?
Oh, brother, only thing I can say to her is get that music out there. It got to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
guess what? My goal is to perform it. My next goal is to perform all this stuff that you heard live. And my music director is bomb. Do you hear me? He's putting together a fantastic show. And I'm sure that's going to help me tremendously when people start seeing me perform it live. You know, I'm telling you, what you heard was beautiful, but live is on a totally different level. The set that he's putting together, the show, is absolutely amazing. And I'm excited for that.
Now.
That's going to be, we're going to be doing that soon. So.
You're going to be up there on stage looking and laughing after the show. That big-ass crybaby over there rolling around on the ground crying. Especially when you get to sing at Grandma's porch. Big ass cry, baby.
It's funny you said Moscow, because Moscow City is tuned into the show right now as we speak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I hope Timmy is watching, because he's very professional producer, man. Oh, my goodness. He reached out to me, and he sent me stuff. I'm like, oh, he said, I know your style. He said, I'm going to send you some music. You just let me know. And I listened to it. I was like, oh, my. I can't wait to write to his music. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. I cannot wait. I hope he's listening, because I'm excited.
Bonita, one artist to another artist.
Oh, man, just keep doing your thing. I definitely see you in the movies. I'm going to be like, I know who that is. I see it coming. You know, you're very beautiful and you're very talented. And I say keep going. Keep pushing. Don't let nothing stop you.
Thank you so much.
Robin Lynn Maidman.
Yeah, the best, the champion, always have a coach, and they always study and practice.
Yes.
Even the football players, even out of season, they still are practicing every day, right?
Right.
To improve and perfect your craft. Yeah.
Right.
Other than that, I told you, man, I meant what I said. I ain't got nothing else to say to this chick right here.
Thank you so much.
Any shout outs you want to give? Any shout outs you want to give so far?
Shout out to everybody who has been supporting me. I'm not going to say names, because people take it personal when you start saying names, because you forget other names and all that kind of stuff. But you know who you are. People who have been supporting me from day one up to now, from the muscle, I appreciate you. Trust me, I know who you are, and I just want you to know
that that I'm grateful for you, and I am very humble and thankful. And if you're tuned in, thank you so much. Just keep following me on my journey. I will not let you down. And hi, Mom.
again, anybody want to jump in here real quick and give a shout out to Sapphire, you're welcome. Just hit one on your keypad and that'll get you over to Q. Boy, I tell you, Singapore is on here again. Dubai. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. All right, welcome to the Sunday Night Drive. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Gloria. I'm Sapphire's mom.
Uh-oh.
Hi, baby. Oh, hi, Mom.
You know
I said hi, Mom. Hi, Mom.
I was waiting to hear that. Well, I enjoyed the show. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for my daughter. She's such a beautiful person. She deserves everything that she's getting, everything, because she works so hard. And she's always been a good girl, and I love her so much. She's my middle child, too. She has an older brother and a younger sister. Yeah. She's a good girl. I love her.
I know she has a lot of songs out there, and I'm going to put you in the hot seat. So Sapphire, don't get mad with your mama now. If she gets mad with you, make sure you call back in the show and tell me. And I'll have to come up there to Philadelphia. What's one of your favorite songs that she's done?
She knows what I'm going to say. I didn't hear Dance. I love Dance. I didn't get
she didn't send me that one, so you're going to have to get her with the belt when she comes over to the house. Yeah.
I am.
When you told me to give him five songs, okay, so this is the deal. Sean said send me five songs. When you are, I have already written over 20-something songs. I have a lot of songs out there, and I'm like, which ones do I pick? You know, it makes it kind of, even though he gave me that was a lot of songs he wanted me to send him, but five, I'm like, oh, man, and my new songs, I had to get all women out there, and so I was just trying to pick and choose which ones I knew the audience would really love, but Dance is another hot song. That is.
Yeah, you had to send that to us, and we had to get it on one night, you know, play the beginning of the show or something like that. Okay, Mom, so okay. Dance is your favorite. What else can you tell us a little bit about your daughter?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We want to know the tea. Give us the tea.
You and I.
Well, actually, she's a good girl. She's always she's beautiful, and she helps people. She's always there for people. She's always there for her mother. She's a wonderful mother, a wonderful wife. She's just a terrific person all the way around. Growing up, she was quiet, and she's coming out of her shell now. She's coming into what she's breaking loose, and she's really amazing with it. I can't believe I told her today. I cannot believe the things that she's doing now because it's her time, and I'm very proud of her. I'm very proud of my daughter. It makes me want to cry because I can't believe that she's doing so much with her life now. But she really is a fantastic person. She really is.
Oh, wow.
Not because she's my daughter, because I said it about her friends, too.
Oh, wow.
Some of her friends.
Debo, you give her something?
I was going to say she ain't quiet no more.
No,
she's not. That's what I'm meaning.
Question.
She's not.
Question for you, Mom.
Okay.
Did she get her talent? She got her talent from you, didn't she?
No. She did this on her own. I am her biggest fan. I'm very supportive because she's all positive. We're both Virgos, and we're both born in September, and we're a lot alike. But the talent part, she did on her own. She's been singing since she was three. since she was a little kid, she's been singing. So it's nothing new to her singing. She's just gotten better along the way. She's got her own style, and she's taking it from there. And with just a little bit of push, she's going to be a fabulous artist because she gives her all.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow. Can't say nothing wrong with that.
I know when
I come to Philly, I know whose house I'm going over on a Sunday dinner. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And she's an excellent cook. She didn't get that from me either. She did that on her own, but I'm an excellent cook too. She's a good girl. Yeah.
You can't
wonderful
lose
person.
With mom.
What do you say, Benita?
You can't lose with mom behind you.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Well, I am her number one fan. She has a lot of number one fans, but I
you're the original. You're the original number one. Yeah.
I seen where she was going. I've been there for her, and I think it's wonderful, and I'm very happy for her. I'm extremely happy for her. Extremely happy.
Oh.
Actually, she's my heartbeat. She's my heartbeat.
I can hear you now when she falls down. Get on back up. Get right on back up. Dry
them
tears. Get on back up.
Yeah, because you know what? To be honest with you, to do this, and I'm being serious, you have thick skin. You have to have thick skin. If you, and I am a very emotional person, but, you know, and I knew going, and I knew when I decided to do this that I was going to experience a lot of different things. And I'm not going to lie to you. At the beginning, I used to, like, let certain things annoy me, and you would see it. And I'm like, you know what, Adrian, check yourself. And, you know, if you want to do this, you can't be allowing your emotions to take you there. You have to continue to stay strong and continue to stay focused. And so that's where that thick skin come into play. Like, I just have to just keep it moving with all the obstacles that try to knock me down or whatever. I just keep it moving, and I keep a smile on my face. And you know, like my mother said, I'll call her and we'll talk or whatever, and she cheers me on, and that always inspires me to keep it moving too. So it's always good to have something. You have to have positive energy around you when you're doing something like this, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
But yeah.
Well, that goes to show you that, you know, your mom's your biggest fan. She took time out to listen to the show, and I know she's ready for that bed and everything, but she's fighting that sleep to be able to listen to her daughter tonight here on the show. Yeah, so we want to thank you for being a part of the show as well, Mom, and anything that we can do for your daughter to help her out here in this crazy industry, we'll do our best to help her get to where she wants to be at and get her where she needs to be at. So yeah, we'll do that.
Yes. I appreciate it. I really do. And I'm going to pray for all of you, because without prayer, you don't get nowhere. So I'm
going
to be praying for all of you.
That's right. Okay. Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
Without prayer, you don't get nowhere.
Nowhere
without prayer.
That's right.
I go to church every Sunday. I go to church every Sunday and pray. But I pray for my children, all my friends, everybody, every day, all day, every day.
Well, I got a list of people I want to send you so you can get them on y'all's prayer list up there in Philadelphia.
So funny.
It's gonna be a 70-page notebook, but it's gonna be names front and back. So you know you're you'll have 140 some names on there, so.
Oh my God! You're gonna be praying. You're not gonna get any sleep messing around with Sean.
I know the pastor's gonna be like, "Oh Lord, we got a lot of people to pray for the house, y'all." This is coming from the south.
I can handle it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there'll be so many names in the book, you might not have to go through all the names. Just say, "Lord, that's in this book."
That'll work too.
Yeah.
And tell him when he puts some holy water on that book, tell him just pour the whole bucket on it.
A whole
make sure it's wet. Make sure the whole whole notebook is wet.
That's if it don't blow up first.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man, let us stop.
Well,
look
thank
outside.
You all for your help and supporting my daughter. Thank you so much. Thank
no
you.
No problem. Anytime. You're always welcome. Anytime. And thank you for being a part of the show again. We love you. Sapphire, we'll be in touch with you. Appreciate you taking time out of your schedule and being here on the show tonight on the Sunday Night Drive.
Yes. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you.
I will talk to you soon, Sean. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Good night.
All right.
Love you, Mom.
Night.
Good night.
All right, you guys, this has been another exciting show here on the Hilltop Radio Show, the Sunday Night Drive. And due to, scheduling conflicts, I did get a text that we're going to have to reschedule DMX's daughter for another time. So, you know, I did put that out on Facebook for everybody out there listening. So, you know, nothing we can do sometimes under these circumstances. But we did have a grateful talent tonight. One more time, Robin Lynn Loretta, everybody can follow you out on social media.
You can find me everywhere at robinlynmabin@gmail.com, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Pinterest, at robinlynmabin, always right here at the Hilltop Radio Show, and at vibelife.com, y'all. And also, if you would, go on and check out the entertainment directory. All right?
Benita Bum, she puts the double crooked S all the way from Ghana, Africa.
You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Benita Applebaum, BenitaApplebaum.com. Instagram, you can find me at the real Benita Applebaum. Also find my music on all major platforms and right here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
My big brother, my mentor, DJ Debo.
Well, you find me at Debo Da Pro on IG. My Facebook page is filled to capacity. I got to do a purge on it. So I know there's been friends requests coming in, things like that, and I haven't gotten back with you or answered. But my Facebook page is full.
I did a purge today. I got rid of 100-some mamas, yeah.
I gotta get rid of some of them nosy mother suckers too. I said suckers, not the other word.
Fuckers, I said for you, fuckers, nosy motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to
Fuck them motherfuckers. All right, y'all. This has been another exciting night here on the Hilltop Radio Show, man. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. We got some more hot independent artists here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Peace, love, and hair grease. And we're going to take this show to the bathroom like Robin Lynn Maven says, y'all. Y'all have a good night. Y'all have a good night. We out this motherfucker, y'all. Yes. Right. There we go.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
This is Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Sean
on the HIL radio show. What that is? Hilltop Lover.
Shut your mouth.
What?
I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you heard me?
Oh. Well, what that is?
Hilltop. Hilltop Radio.